A father bid a tearful goodbye to his new partner in a Barry courtroom on Wednesday after being sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for twice sexually assaulting his former partner 2 years ago in their family home. "It is a fit and fair sentence, given the circumstances of the assaults," said Superior Court Madam Justice Laura Byrd, as she wrapped up passing sentence. A publication ban that prohibits identifying the victim in the sexual assault is in effect. The same ban does not cover the accused, but Barry today, out of an abundance of caution, is not identifying him to protect the identity of their children. Court heard evidence that the couple were living apart under the same roof when the man came home from a concert on a snowy night in March 2023. The man then raped the woman, who fled the home in the middle of the night in a snowstorm. Byrd, in passing sentence, described a second assault that took place about a day later after the woman returned to the home, which prompted her to go to police. The man was arrested soon after and released on an undertaking. He was free on that undertaking until he was taken into custody at the close of proceedings. Byrd convicted the man in a judge-alone trial late last year. The attacks were a way of him maintaining possession of her because he could not, or would not, accept that the relationship was over, said Byrd. The case was unusual in that there was no dispute that the man was otherwise of good character, a hard-working, productive member of society. Most of all, he was, by all accounts, a good father. The victim vouched for her former partner's positive role in their children's lives. The eldest of those kids filed a letter with the court asking Byrd to spare his father jail time. Multiple letters of support from others were also filed ahead of sentencing. The Crown had sought a sentence of between 5 and 6 years, while the defense asked for 2 to 3 years, with the possibility of house arrest if Byrd came in at the low end of that range. House arrest is only an option for sentences that are 2 years or less. Citing the case's aggravating and mitigating factors that effectively canceled each other out, the judge landed about in the middle, which meant a penitentiary sentence for the man, who had no criminal record until now. Byrd said she thought the man was highly unlikely to be before the court again, after he's released, but nonetheless was solely responsible for his current situation.